Coming up on episode number 365, well, the fact that I said 365 should be a clue as to what the theme is for tonight's show. Songs that celebrate a year. Songs with the word year in the title. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Monday night, almost said Tuesday night, Monday night, September 24th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight we've got a theme. It's 365, so we're celebrating with songs that feature the word year in the title. I was trying to put together a Monday through, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, etc., days of the week episode. But you'd be surprised how few covers there are of songs with the word Thursday in the title. So I'm working on that, and that will be a show coming up. And now that I've said that, I'm sure people are going to be finding some great suggestions for songs with Thursday in the title. You'd think somebody had covered David Bowie's Thursday's Child, but haven't been able to find one. Also, celebrating another milestone at the end of this week, 3 years of Coverville. The first episode of Coverville was on September 28th, 2004, and here we are almost 3 years later, and we're getting to the 365th episode, so that kind of tells you that I do one of these, on average, once every 3 days, if you do the math. And of course, that doesn't count leap year, if you were to listen to a single episode a day. All right, let's go ahead and jump right in here. The Zombies were the original performers of our first track tonight. This comes from a great cover compilation, one of my favorite bands, Beautiful South. And these guys broke up at the beginning of this year, unfortunately. Paul Heaton doing some solo stuff. Don't know about Dave Roth Array or any of the other members of the group. But this is an absolutely beautiful song, and I think it's a great way to start the 365th show. Again, a cover of the Zombies, who were most famous for their song She's Not There. This is a song called This Will Be Our Year, and it's performed by the Beautiful South.
Thank you. crowd like Peter Lorre comes with Lady in Crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanations, she'll just tell you that she came. You're up.
Sap, spelled P-S-A-P-P, featuring Galia Durand on vocals, keyboards, and violins, and Karim Klassman on guitar and production. They have a really cool sound. I even like the little cat noises in the song there. But what you might know them, and I didn't know this, I'm one of the few that doesn't watch this show, but they actually do the theme song to Grey's Anatomy. Their song Cozy in the Rocket is the theme song, and it's got, I guess it has that signature sap sound of the electronica with the female vocals. Definitely a couple albums I'm going to be checking out by that band, because I love that track, and I think that's the first thing that I've heard of them. Of course, it's a cover of Al Stewart's Year of the Cat. You'll find that version on Take It Easy, 15 Soft Rock Anthems. Before that, you heard The Beautiful South from their excellent cover compilation, Gold Diggers, Head Nodders, and Folk Songs from 2000. Wow, has it already been 3 years since that album came out? 2004, a cover of The Zombies' This Will Be Our Year. Now, both of those, at least Year of the Cat, definitely was presented in a very different style than the original. Of course, a trademark here on Coverville, something I like to feature a lot, is our songs that really take the song, the original, in a whole new direction. This one does it beautifully. It's a group called Count Zero, And on my first listen to this song, I thought, oh man, it's plodding along so slowly. I want it to pick up the speed. But the more I listen to it, the more I love the funk. And you'll really appreciate not just that it's a cover of David Bowie's Golden Years, but that they throw in a little extra something. And I won't tell you what that is. I'll let you discover it for yourself. Here's Golden Years, performed by Count Zero.
Life's begun, nights are warm and the days are young. Come live up a bit. Taking you nowhere, ain't you?
day. A world in white gets underway, and I wanna be with you.
I've featured here on Coverville a couple times. They've got a great rendition of Stevie Wonder's Living for the City. Look for that. Just do a search for the band name, which is Aslan, A-S-L-A-N. That comes from this cover of U2's New Year's Day, which I think is absolutely gorgeous. Comes from a collection called Even Better Than the Real Things. This is from the third volume. Now, I've only been able to find these on iTunes. I can't find tangible albums anywhere, so I've got to go virtual and digital. But you can find them on iTunes, Even Better Than the Real Things. It's a compilation of U2 covers that, hit or miss. There's several good ones on each disc, and I think that's kind of the benefit of finding them on iTunes, is that you can kind of pick and choose. I'll bet they're even on eMusic. I'll have to take a look and see if you can find them on eMusic. But anyway, Aslan with their cover of New Year's Day. Before that, you heard Count Zero with their cover of Golden Years by David Bowie, with a little bit of Bee Gees, Stayin' Alive, thrown in there for good measure. That comes from a pretty good German tribute collection, I think it's German, called Point Two Contamination, a tribute to David Bowie, a double disc set of David Bowie covers, all done by, I believe, German artists, and somebody can definitely let me know if that's not the case. All right, let's go into our last set of music here. This is this comes from a great compilation called Pop Squad Presents 1978, which is a compilation of covers covering all songs from 1978. Elvis Costello made a big splash, I should say, in that year with the album and the song This Year's Girl. Here's Adam Orth with his version of it.
I'm alive, and I think
the Turtles, wrapping it up with It Was a Very Good Year. Now, a lot of people give Frank Sinatra credit for being the first person to record It Was a Very Good Year. It was an Irvin Drake song that actually the Kingston Trio were the first people to record. They did a version of it back in 1961, which is the original, and then the Byrds covered it in 1965. And which you just heard there from their album It Ain't Me Babe, and Frank Sinatra's version was released in 1966. So Kingston Trio being the original on It Was a Very Good Year by the Turtles there. Before that, you heard Adam Orth with his cover of Elvis Costello's This Year's Girl from the Pop Squad Presents 1978 album. And with that, that is going to do it for tonight's episode of Coverville. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com. 206-222-COVER is the phone line if you want to make an audio request. I love those. And post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You can do that at coverville.com, as well as check out all of the old shows, archives, other non-show items. I put a lot of cover links and stuff on there, so make sure you check out the website at coverville.com. Thank you for 3 great years of the show. I'm excited to continue on, and but more excited with the fact that I got so much positive email and people checking out the show. I love the fact that you enjoy what I do, and it makes me enjoy what I'm doing even more. So I really appreciate that. If you're going to be at the Podcast Expo, please come say hi to Tina and I. We'll be there. And thank you for 365 terrific shows. Now, I will be back on Wednesday with the All Request show that we usually do on Sunday. We'll move that one to Wednesday this week, so you'll hear Tina on that one with some trivia as well as all of your requests. Got some great stuff that just came in the mail that I bought based on some people's suggestions and requests, so stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.